So I'm just kind of curious. This lady, I guess, is actually an ongoing patient, and she got randomized to the control arm. But what were some of the novel agents that she might have been eligible to receive? What are you looking at in I-SPY and triple negative right now?
Well, we've been looking at checkpoint inhibitors. So we had a pembrolizumab arm that included pembrolizumab with paclitaxel for four doses. And that one we've, of course, presented and hopefully will be published in the not too distant future that showed a marked improvement in PCR, not just in triple negative disease, but in the high risk hormone receptor positive cohort of patients enrolled on I-SPY. And actually, that was the first hormone receptor positive high risk group to graduate in I-SPY with the addition of a novel agent. And I think that's a really interesting area moving forward. But we extended it to include pembrolizumab through AC and pembrolizumab after paclitaxel. So that was one area. We've also studied an antibody drug conjugate called LIV-1A. We've studied the combination of a checkpoint inhibitor durvalumab and a very low dose of the PARP inhibitor olaparib. And then we have a number of other areas that we're also studying. One is to try and improve the response to checkpoint inhibitors. We know from the metastatic setting that only 40% of patients had the tumor immune cells that express PD-L1 and seemed to benefit from the addition of atezolizumab in IMpassion 130. And, you know, the whole idea is to have more patients benefit. So one way to have them benefit is to treat them earlier in the course of disease when they have more tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes and more PD-L1 expression. But the other is to use some kind of immune agonist approach. And we have a TLR9 agonist called SD101 that's actually injected directly into the tumor to try and enhance, sort of recruit immune cells from the host. And then that's given with pembrolizumab and paclitaxel together before we go on to the AC. So that's another arm. And then we're always, you know, as arms close, we have new arms that are opening all the time.